Trained by the Spirit by Marianne Sorensen Lemon, based on a true story. Look up the following scriptures: Job chapter 32, verse 8, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, Doctrine and Covenants, section 91, verse 5. Let's get off the train here and walk home, Katya, Michaela suggested. She put away her knitting, zipped her coat, and stood up. We can be home before the train even starts for the next station. Sure, why not, Katya said. She pulled on her warm knitted cap and followed Michaela off the train. The two girls had often walked from this station to their family's small apartment in Switzerland. They went down the stairs to the walkway under the tracks. As they got to the bottom and turned toward the exit, they both stopped. We have to go back, Michaela whispered. I know, Katya said, nodding solemnly. We have to get back on the train. Together, they climbed the stairs, got back on the train, and waited. They were quiet, each thinking about what had happened. At last, the train started, and they rode to the station near their home. They walked home in silence. Girls, what happened? Mom asked, seeing the serious look on their faces. Mom, the Holy Ghost prompted us not to walk home, Michaela said. Yes, we had to stop, Katya said. It seemed like there was a wall blocking the exit, but it wasn't a wall we could see. We both knew immediately that we had to get back on the train, Michaela shook her head. I never knew the Spirit could be so strong. Oh, my girls, Mom cried. She gathered them into a big hug. I'm so glad you are in tune with the Spirit so he can prompt you and keep you safe. But what would have hurt us? Katya asked. We've walked home from that station lots of times. We'll never know, Mom said. She smiled. I'm so grateful you are all right. As they knelt to give thanks for their protection, Michaela said, I will never forget how it feels to listen to the Spirit and do exactly what he says. End of article, Trained by the Spirit, by Marianne Sorensen Lemon,